Thank you. is very important that we give them instruction, the instruction that they need to make the, and to make the tough decisions, and we give them, give in to them when they press us to do so. And I want to step up and get them forward and do something. That's what we need to know. Thank you. was ready. Joe just firmly knew that he had turned the way easier than the day 5 minute. I thought I'd bring it into the show. And I picked up my notion of a little grounds of compromise and the rest of the rest of them were on the compromise. But there were times when I would take me to the end of them and laugh at me. Actually, no matter what I'm thinking, this song was far more attractive to me and I knew it was good for me to go. Yet, until I'm sure you're laughing, it's all you have in mind. Yeah, and I'm not sure you know. Yet, yes, there were times Thank you. was a little player in Luther. Luther. Luther's the first person. But what we see there is that Jacob had his peace and told his son to go to Luther. He didn't address it, he didn't do anything about it. No sense of guilt and depression. But Jacob's sins were far more offended at that age when his son was Jacob Christ. And he didn't end up thinking that the father was going to be dead. He was simply out of his peace until his son was trying to refuse. But I tell you, it can be a little respect for a man like that. Someone who wouldn't immediately stand up for his daughter, not in what happened to him. That is outrageous. And in my opinion, there's no more blessing than I'm not worried, I guess. It's unreasonable that a man would not stand up for the defense of his daughter, son, especially when the food is something that's fairly selfish to say, because men have lived too far. Jacob was moving to do what was right, and God was saving him because he was the chance to do something. Something better than the response. But God prayed in heaven, do not take appropriate leadership that creates a void which is often from centrism. All you have to do is look at the life of David. When he said, God wrote these verses to God in 2 Samuel 13:2, and David found out about it. He did nothing. And so the son of Absalom, who was the forefather of Tamar, he put money into his own hands and killed his brother for raping his sister. And David, because he was a refusal to deal with Absalom, after he had killed his brother Amnon, it would become truly a disaster in David's life and in the kingdom because he simply did not deal with the matters and his family. Here we see Jacob also take care of the matters in his family, trust it to his sons. Jacob is the one who was sort of like that. Believe in this whole thing and brightness, and two of his would have prevailed, but they did not. The sons of Jacob were grieved and very angry. And each of the Middle Eastern cultures had a strange thing for family honor. Strange enough to use violence to betray the sons of honor. In this culture, the brothers had a greater responsibility to protect their sister than the father. Yet, the sons of Jacob went on to betray the family's honor in unwise and shameful ways. The soul of my soul shall be wild for you, Lord. Bring your word to me, I desire it. And make known this request. Bring me the violence to us and take my violence to yourself. So you shall dwell with us and the land shall be before you. Love and fame in it and acquire possession of your soul. This is far more than a war between a young kid and a man and a man. It's a man that would set the patterns and show the images between Jacob's family and the people of God. The result would be the eventual and complete dissemination of Jacob's family into the Canaanite culture. The cruelty of this kind of thing in Jacob as an escaped people was at once. God would go on later and he would emphasize the need for the Israelites to separate themselves from the people in the land. Not because God thought that the Israelites were better than the other people. It's just that God had chosen the Israelites as persecuting people, his suffering people. He did not want them to be defiled. He wanted them to be a witness in the world to the one God, the one true God, as he desired that they would not become a part of the other culture. The other cultures were pagans. They were idol worshippers. They would be sacrificed to their children. They were promiscuous. The Canaanites would have from Canaanite villages, and they would follow the evidences of their villages that were like that because of the malaria disease. Was overlooked because he was so promiscuous and it became a little sexy. God didn't want the Israelites to become the consider this form of agreement, I can, with my own memory in the present runway count, would have been within the structure. No different is that the rule of heads of air that it came from this moment. But we have to be very careful if we're right about how much of the window we let in our lives. You know, I am continuing to be recruiting the first level of care or caring action that you will, but the former government will put out there. The more available to nonprofit organizations. And there are many churches that are there, but many of them are looking into it, trying to help and control it. But I think that the next breakthrough will be that. November 20th is coming. We all know that the same guy is going to be in the same place. And when you change presidents, you know what they say, that you're a non-profit, and you take this money, don't worry, you're not going to have to worry about coming under the guidelines of the Small Business Association or CS. That you have to have the paper that has a different persuasion than what we are looking to change. But particularly, having those who live in communities by state. And if you take government funds, you're required to do that by having to bring that same amount of money. And in the business world, that you put government funds in that, and you sure that that's going to happen to that money. But if you take those funds, you can come up with a government, and you should be able to make an exemption. Not that you should have to do that. That's fine if you're the money. But I can tell you this, after November 20th, if you're on the same president, that may be a and that would be that there would be black underneath the control of the government. The government would do anything without expectation of something over time. Remember that. America was freedom. The freedoms we have are not given to us by the government. Those are the things that God has said that are given to us. It's not our government that gives them to us. That is from the Christians. So when we do the freedom, and there is no protection, and there is no expectation of something in return. Oh, yeah, maybe good for the country. But all these things, the government's not going to react without expecting a high price in general, and the high price is that people. So, we're going to have a problem. And we're not going to be a problem. We're not going to follow this way. Yes. We don't know, we just get a very good proposal around them. Where it comes up in America, just like Mr. Trump, they're getting a break or something. I wish I had somebody else to do it, but we can do that. But I don't know any other things, but we certainly know that we're going to be free to make the obligation around the people. And this is not something something. What if I hear that you have the Lord who is going to be on the ground? Ask me, how is so much better than it can be? How do you get a better life in front of me? And don't be the young man in the world. Who would have written, prepare a flat one for his father's house and making this offer? But there may be a negotiating arrangement in the land that's sharpened by that, and it can be even more, but they just lower price and it's wrong. Remember that, where do you want your network to be in order to make this one? The answer is that money and money can make those things that are in your account. I don't want you to be paid for something for your expense. We should do what the Sunday Church of Jesus Christ of the United States has been deceitful because we decided to defy money and resistance. Go to Spanish for something and humor. Is planned, calculated, deception. What do you think about that one, sir? What do you think about that one, sir? Who does it? If I tell him one thing, but where do we have somebody else? He would have something to do with it. He knows what he wants it. We're so busy with something that we can't do this thing to get our sister to money in this new circumstance, and that would be a reproach to us. They say that this would be a great help to them to be able to gather some of these uncertainties. Some of the beginnings, how many of you have planned to do their district and their people? Yet, they covered the overtime clear words, and yeah. Used as a cover for their own channel. They picked something that was somewhere wrong. God had given to them a permanent fire of hope, salvation, and they used it for something evil. Was that true? They were pretty upset when I see people who represent the truth, and they have nothing more than just short of trials, taking advantage of people by running away. They were the enemies. But I think some of the injustices that have happened throughout the history of the world in the name of Christ, they were really bigoted for their enemies, because that's not who God is and what God is. And yet, people do it, they have done it, and they continue to do it, because they hope that they can get out of it. But they won't, and maybe they're somewhere in the world, because we'll see you all night in the book of Genesis. And this commission will not accept the district of the century, but you will become as we are, and every man of you is circumcised. Then we will give up our bodies to you, and we will take your bodies to us, and we will dwell with you and be ever with you, one people. But some of the people now that you have recognized that we will get our bodies to you, in one second, and we will be such an extreme demand that the circumcision is not only practiced among the Israelites, but some other ancient peoples also circumcised with us, thinking and having you as a practice and a ritual for their own nations. So, how do we to oppose to the whole idea? It wasn't like they were going to ask to become Jews. They felt justified because the men are threatened when it comes to Simon and Levi. They felt justified because the men are threatened for them. Brother and sister as a prostitute. But they prostituted the son of God's covenant for their own family purpose. So, Father, we do not have a in the name of Christ, or in the name of God, and of course, blessed and blessed. But so, we do, but if you don't want to do, I just want to be circumcised, and we will take out the earth and do that. And there is things that will be broken in this. And despite the other sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, they pleased with the plan. The Lamb will always reap the chaff from Second Lord to Lamb, and they were also pleased to begin to move into a home with your own blessing and forever. And in my life, will be full of the condition of you and your spiritual. Those three things are in my head, but I'm glad to do this here. Because of the Bible and the family, it is more highly than the blessing of the family. Well, when the Canaanites of this time in Polytheism rose, not under the men of it, this was so long ago that the Bible and the Bible were struggling. And he was not one of them. He was just one of the family of the those who were sitting next to him. And the reason they had these were words for their father. Who drove that son, the brother was sitting next to him. And he was one son of the Lord, that's what you are doing there. And usually people are always trying to do that. But why did it just seem so far away? Well, I can't see my neck right now. It just seems like it's all right. So I might have thought it was sitting down there. Well, that's a joke, folks. But a lot of people actually know this. You know, I don't like to tell my jokes again, remember? I don't know what I'm saying. But it's worth saying, please, if I think you wouldn't, I can't really laugh at my bad jokes. This time, as anyone who said in the same day that the day of the city was spoken to the name of the city, saying, these men are a proof of us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land of Jordan, For indeed, the land is ours in Ephraim, let us take their wives for us as wives, and let us give them husbands. The land is commissioned with our name and set, to dwell with us, to be one people. But every day our moments will sit in sacrifice in our sins. We want to go out back to the proper land of every angel and every good things, and let us consent to them that they may dwell in love with us. We are all constructed on the convention that if we go to the world, we'll see the painful and possibly dangerous procedure of circumcision. The convention that was worth it because we just didn't take the bones to the materials of wives and take the livestock and property and all kinds of bones to potential blood and we have to say, but don't you ask for it with your pastors? They're humans, and they took it to a stone. The shroud is awesome. But I bear a point of emancipate the entire community of men and their recovery, and they accept this for the man and their circumstances. It was born in the times of Buddha, and I would like to know. The boldness with which they executed their final plan actually causes the fatness of the plan. So then we see what we're given to the next chapter, that Solomon, justice and more, I think, and we Testament is communicated, and here's where the lesson is. What might my soul think of my counsel? What might my Bible be reminded to my soul? What might my enemy, my soul, and my name, and my own defense, where I'll be hands on my hands? If we are ready for a full of tears, in a life broken or cruel, I will divide them together and stay well in order. Who shall come? Simon the Levi, the ruler of the right and the good one, trying to run. Who shall allow my God in the right to be able to look after what have been something else? But the son of ruler died from Jacob, who was killed, that day in fact, when he put out of the tracks of Simon the Levi, he scattered all among Israel, but so critically, the way it happened, the last tribe was the truth. The tribe of Simon became the the chosen one lacked the crucial, which was affected by desire as a tribe, and a tribe of Simeon was absorbed into the tribe of Judah of Judah. The tribe of Levi was also scattered, but because of the faithfulness of this tribe, when he was rebellion of the Lord of Judah, in Exodus chapter 32, the tribe was scattered as a blessing for the career, nation, and person. Trying to get a good place of repentance, obviously, the tribe of Levi did. Both were scattered, but one has a blessing and the other has a curse. When we look at the chapter, there's so many things that I believe the Lord can speak to us through this chapter. And I pray that as the Lord has been speaking to you this morning, we will find ourselves in that place of repentance that we need to do. Encouragement, that's what God has given to us. Exhortation, fulfillment of His Holy Spirit that we're working in our heart that way. But perhaps we are going to tell us today. Perhaps the other list is kind of sorry to me because we don't understand it because we have to understand it in the sense of the Word of God. It is such that the knowledge of our Spirit and our Savior is Jesus Christ in your life. Jesus Christ was the head of the family of the church who died for all things, as people were true, as the Father said to his God. Through the new and strong, he came straight from us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus, the new and strong, became strong, he was crucified, he was buried, and he lived for 3 days, and he rose from the dead in victory over sin and death. If you believe that, if you believe that you are strong, and that Jesus truly died for your sins, and he was buried, and he rose on the third day, and that he died to pay and to bring you your sins, if you believe that, and you are trusting in that way, he will heal your pain, and he will forgive you of your sins, and come into your heart and live with you, and you will live with him forever after. I thank you much for that, and I want you to pray that prayer for you. Father, I just thank you so much for the word, and I thank you for the things that you revealed to us through our own prayer. I thank you personally for the things that you have revealed to me about you. And Lord, I just pray that you help me to find some of your people's rather than the other fruit of the church of the Spirit of the Lord. And now for those who don't have that life, and this will not only pass, they have Jesus in their heart and their lives. Whether they are those who have given themselves a place to lose the word of God, or for those who never have, and this is what they need to do. Lord, bless them tonight as they call this God. Lord Jesus, I know you're with me. I know that you died for my sins. Forgive me of my sins and sins. Come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. To pray that God will never waste that I will in our voice of the Bible, pray it through YouTube. To really discern the gospel, not just simply as a note, but as a note, So that we can send you a Bible and some other material to help you.